Now, the hormone oxytocin is often described as a love hormone because of the way that levels increase when we fall in love or when mothers breastfeed their babies. But there is growing evidence that its effects aren't indiscriminate, that in fact it tends to reinforce attraction within a group, what you could call herd mentality. The latest research comes from a team in the Netherlands. Mira Stalen of Erasmus University in Rotterdam has been telling me about it.
Research now, including our research, is showing it's not so simple and oxytocin is not really a love hormone. What we looked into was in conformity behavior. Well, you see that people often conform to others with whom they associate, such as their friends or their colleagues, for instance. But there's not so much known about the hormonal mechanisms that are involved. And we thought that oxytocin could actually be playing an important role here, because studies show that oxytocin increases trust. But they also showed that this trust is specifically increased towards in-group members, people you really associate and identify with.
So if you were to increase my oxytocin levels, I would feel more friendly towards my colleagues, would I?
Yeah, you would associate this in-group identification, your association with your colleagues, the ones that are important for you, that would be enhanced, probably.
Do different people naturally have different levels of oxytocin in their systems?
Yeah, sure. So women have increased levels of oxytocin after giving birth and during breastfeeding, but also oxytocin interacts with many other hormones. So it might also depend on your level of stress, for instance, how much oxytocin you have.
What if any, do you think are the implications of what you have established from this research?
Well, first, what we showed is that oxytocin is not really a love hormone. So with that, our study confirms the new idea that oxytocin doesn't work so simple. That's what we showed. And we also showed that the effects of oxytocin are actually pretty strong, because we show that if you give people oxytocin, this can really affect their subjective preferences, so their opinions about something. Well, previous research only showed that it can influence their levels of trust, but we show that it really has an effect on the behavior.
Let me see if I've understood this right. I mean, you're saying it's not indiscriminate, that giving somebody an extra dose of oxytocin wouldn't make them feel more friendlily disposed towards everybody, but more likely to be more friendly towards their own immediate group.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's true.
Mira Stalen from Erasmus University in Rotterdam. With me now here in the studio is the science journalist Ed Yong of Discover magazine. Ed, it sounds as if there is now growing evidence that to describe oxytocin as a love drug might not be quite accurate.
Well,